my name is Michael Bozy. Welcome to Marketing Without the Marketing, the podcast where I try to teach you everything I know about content marketing 10 minutes at a time. Today, I'd like to talk about a concept which I just find to be really fascinating, which is that of your first customer. I mean, is there any more important milestone to your business than finding the first person who will actually pay you? I think not, right? I mean, no customer, no business. It's really that simple. And as I've said before, payment comes in a lot of different forms, but let's talk about the most important form, which is actual money. You can gather eyeballs as much as you want, but at some point, you're going to have to start getting paid. And the pace of this is different in every business. But look, the end goal is always the same. You've got to get paid if it's going to be a real business. Now, since it's so important to the business, let's take a look at this first customer. Now, I tend to think of a customer as anyone who feeds the business so that it can keep going, keep thriving, keep growing. And to me, I put them into sort of two different camps. One is direct customers, people who are going to pay you directly, sort of the traditional way that you think of customers. It could be clients too, could be subscribers, but anyone who's paying you directly. And the second group is folks who are sort of more of a funding source for the business than they are direct consumers. So think of this as investors, whether that's angel investors or VC or patrons or anyone who's supporting the business, a funding source so that you can chase your dream. Now, I know that most of my listeners are small business owners, but there are some who would consider themselves to be more entrepreneurs. And there is a difference in this, the way that I would define this, sort of the difference between a small business and an entrepreneurial business, to me, is all about the growth rate, right? An entrepreneurial venture, especially if you're getting funding, it's going to require rapid growth. And it often does require this jolt of early capital to make a run for it. Now, I was involved in two businesses like that, so I know both the benefits and the perils of that. But the idea here is that you're trying to scale something. You're trying to grow this quickly. And, you know, think about how that might change your content strategy. If you think of your investor as a customer, the customer that you serve with your content, that story is going to be very, very different than what you'd tell sort of a more consumer-type customer. Now, small businesses, on the other hand, to me, they're just built for content marketing because generally, after you get to that, you know, threshold of sustainability, you're okay with an incremental growth, right? The goals of your business are not scale and world domination. They're just build a good, solid business, whether that's a lifestyle business or you intend it to be sort of a business that is a team-based business. Doesn't matter, but the idea is that you're not going to go and try to get money to grow super, super fast and build this into something enormous. The goal is just build a solid business. Now, with that, your content strategy might be designed around getting some early adopters on board so you can start earning some revenue, and then inspiring and empowering and urging and providing the content for people so that they can actually advocate for you, right? Those folks are going to be the ones who create new customers for you. In each case, the content and the strategy around it should match the goals. And that's what I want to talk about in this episode. Just, you know, get really clear about who you're trying to serve and then making your content work towards that business goal, earning your first customer. So let's start with the first case where your customer is the one who's going to pay you directly. So there are a couple ways to attack this, right? One, you might start charging them right away. You produce a product or launch a service and you say, hey, look, if you want in, you got to pay. A lot of businesses run that way and have great success with that. Now, in running a digital business, what you often see is where you might offer the product or the subscription or whatever, you might offer this for free to start. You might build up a user base and then use as a platform to do something with it, right? Whether to sort of upsell them to another product or another level of the product, or use it to make, use this community that you've built to sort of pitch for some outside money or do something else with it. You might be able to sort of sell ad space on it. I mean, like I've said before, if you have an audience, you can actually do something with it. But let's be really clear about why people are there, right? Customers pay you to solve a problem for them. And as I've said in a prior episode, they can pay you in a variety of ways, right? Money, attention, social capital, all those things are sort of a form of currency. And each one of those things has value. And for some businesses, that could be a one-time transaction, or for others, there's a long-term relationship. And that long-term relationship is generally what you're trying to achieve when you enter into the world of content marketing. But let's be clear, in either case, it's a transaction. So what do you do to earn that transaction? Now you have to build up trust. And trust starts with a story. And that story has to be genuine. It has to have the customer at the center, not you. If the story is all about you, it will fail. Look, people are not there to support you or your dream, right? That's not their primary motivation for being there. It can be a nice little side, you know, nice to have type thing, but it's not the primary reason they're there. They're there with your product or service for themselves. They want you to help them. And if you do that, great, you'll succeed. But think about this. That means that your product or your service has to provide distinct value for these users. It has to solve a need that's been unmet, and it has to be different and distinct from other solutions so that people actually buy it from you. And it doesn't matter whether you think your product is exceptional. You probably do, right? You wouldn't have built it otherwise. But look, if your users don't believe your story and can't articulate your story easily to others, you're going to have trouble drawing people into it. So your content strategy in this case is not so much about, you know, what you do, but it's sort of the how you do it, why you do it. These things make a difference to people. You're solving a problem. They want to know that you're sort of aligned, that you think the same way that they do, that you understand their issue, and that you're in a good position to help them sort of, you know, figure it out. And if you do that, if you seek to help them, and as I always say, if you do that with a generous intent, your customers will do the selling for you. And you know what? Here's the thing. They're going to be better at it than you can ever be. Okay, so let's switch to the second case, which is where your customer is a funding source, right? This is the case where, you know, if the product that you're building is going to require some money up front, something where it's too expensive to build, you know, beyond your ability to just do a basic bootstrap on it, you got to get some money so that you can actually build the product. And when you're in this situation, your first customer is extremely clear. It's the person who's going to give you money to go out and chase your dream. So as I mentioned before, this is going to have a big effect on your content strategy. If your customer is now a funding source and you're going to connect with that customer over content, you know, you've got to speak in very clear terms about why your solution is worth the investment. And that content's going to come in a variety of forms. It might be a little bit different. It might not be sort of the things that I traditionally talk about in terms of content marketing. So that might be, you know, what's traditionally called your elevator pitch or your PowerPoint slides that are your pitch presentation, the content of that presentation. It might be a white paper proving the market need. It could just come in a variety of different forms, but it's all content. And like I said, it's got to show why your solution is worth the investment and why you're the one to do it. Keep in mind, these guys are not interested in paying you. They don't want to employ you. What they're doing is making a bet on your idea and a bet on you, that you or your team are the ones to execute on it. That's not employment. That's investment. And if you earn that investment, and they give you some money to, like I said, go after your dream, then they're clearing the space for you to do that, to go hard after this idea, turn it into a reality. They're not looking for a long-term commitment. Look, as soon as the check is cleared, the clock is ticking, you got to get going. Now, while you probably think of this as a means to an end, you know, get some money, build your product, then get to work solving a problem for your real customers. Look, all that's true, but you know, let's get realistic about this. If an outside funding source is your first customer, then their story has to be a good one, whether you succeed or fail. It's not about you. Like I said earlier in the episode, even with a traditional customer, the story is about your customer. So if your customer is a funder of some sort, then that story has to be good for them either way. And I learned this directly, like I said, working with as a part of two organizations who were doing this. And look, if you succeed, everybody's psyched. This looks good for you. Your funders look like heroes. That's great. But the success rate is extremely low. I heard a figure, let me see if I can put this in the show notes, that at Y Combinator, their success rate is only 10%. And that's one of the best accelerators in the world. And they're still getting only a 10% success rate. That's amazing if you think about it. So that means, look, this thing is likely to fail. The odds are not in your favor. And here's the thing. Even if you do fail, that venture capitalist, that angel investor, needs to be able to tell a good story about why he or she made a bet on you. And that's not going to be about you, your product. It's going to be about that story around you, your product, and your business. If that story sounds good enough, then they're fine. Even in failure, they can say, hey, look, I made a bet because this sounded like a really good idea. And, you know, you could discount that and say, hey, that's not the reason why I'm doing it. And of course it's not. But I'm just saying, look, you've got to keep in mind what people's motivations are. The people who come into your life as customers, and we're defining customers in two ways here, it's got to be about them. And that's the whole point of a content strategy and the type of thing that I'm talking about constantly here. So I think I'll leave it there. There's a lot more that I could talk about with regard to this, but I do try to keep these things short and not just go on forever. You know, in a monologue show, you don't want to go on too long, and so I'll stop myself there. But anyway, hey, look, keep the comments coming, keep the questions coming. It's a great source of inspiration for me. I really love it, and I really appreciate your support. So just leave a comment in the show notes, and that'll about do it. So I'll see you on the next episode next week, and thank you again.